啊，愿大家平安。
Peace be with you。
在约翰福音里面，差不多有十次啊，在讨论啊真的事情。
In 10 places in the book of John mentions the word true。
那这个真是从神来的。
The truth or what is true comes from God。
啊，离开神没有一个是真的。
And apart from God, nothing is true。
因为真必须要是永久不会改变的。
Because something true has to be true always.
主耶稣基督昨天、今天、明天永远不改变。
Jesus never changes yesterday, today, and forever.
我们所拜的神是真神。
The God we believe in is a true God.
那其他一切都在变。
Everything else changes.
我们人在变。
People change.
世界上的思想潮流在变。
Thoughts and ideas change.
甚至圣经里面说，连天地也渐渐变旧了。
The Bible tells us even the heaven and earth grow old.
所以这些看得到摸不到的啊，并不是绝对的真。
So the things we see and touch are not always true.
所以啊，我们拜神有价值的地方，就是你可以找到很多真的啊东西。
And we worship God because we can find what is true.
我们上一次有提到真光。
I've shared with you the true light.
还有真粮。
The true bread.
还有真神。
The true God,
还有真正敬拜神的人
and the true worshipper.
那今天晚上我们再来看另外一个
Tonight, I'd like to study with you something else that is true.
我们先来看约翰福音十五章
John chapter 15.
约翰福音的十五章
John chapter 15.
第一节
Verse 1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。这里主耶稣自我介绍
Jesus talks about himself
他说我是真葡萄树
saying I am the true vine
为什么他不说我是葡萄树
why didn't he simply say I am the vine
他还要加上一个真呢
why did he mention true
这就是一种分别
there's a difference
表示主耶稣跟其他的人不一样
the Lord Jesus is different from everyone else
他是真的
He is true.
他是从神来的。
He comes from God.
所以跟其他的葡萄树不一样。
And he is different apart from the other vines.
我们真耶稣教会这个名字很特别。
The name, the true Jesus Church, is rather unique.
我们看一般基督徒啊，看到我们的名字，第一个问题就说：那你们是真的，我们是假的吗
？And often people's reaction is, if you're true, then are we false?
所以这个名字讲起来也是很刺激的一个名字。
Because it is a controversial name.
但是你如果进入 internet 去看哦，我们教会的名字是最有意思的一个名字。
But if you search all the names of different churches, the True Jesus Church, the name of the True Jesus Church is probably the most interesting.
那这个真耶稣教会这个名字有两个解释。
There are two explanations for the name.
一个是对慕道者的解释，两个都是真的了。
And both of these explanations are true, of course.
第一个哈，神是真的。
One pertains to the non-believers. It talks about God. God is true.
所以这个神在天上。
God is in heaven.
所以我们真的摆在前面的。
Therefore, the true comes first.
那耶稣是中保。
And Jesus is the intermediary.
提摩太前书说他是人跟神之间的中保。
And First Timothy tells us that Jesus is the mediator between people and God.
那教会就是主耶稣宝血所洁净的这一群人。
And the church is a group of people sanctified by the blood of Christ.
所以我们是敬拜真神、相信耶稣的教会。
Therefore, we are a church that worships the true God and Jesus Christ.
这样一点都不会得罪人啊。
So it is not controversial at all.
你们不信真神吗？
Won't you believe in the true God?
你不相信耶稣吗
？Don't you believe in Jesus Christ?
你们教会也可以叫真耶稣教会。
If you do, you could also name your church True Jesus Church.
但是我们对内。
Another explanation is within.
我们就要再更进一步。
As believers, we need to go further.
真就是有分别。
What is true is separate.
主耶稣有很多的教会，不是这个世界上有很多的教会。
There are many churches in the world.
但是圣经说身体只有一个。
But the Bible tells us there is only one body.
因为只有一个神。
Because there is one God.
只有一个救主,
there's one Savior.
以弗所书里面提到七个一,
Ephesians mentioned 7 ones.
主耶稣只有一个身体,
Jesus has one body.
那虽然里面没有讲真耶稣教会,
even though the Bible doesn't specifically mention true Jesus Church.
我们那个六个一把它对照起来, 发现就是真耶稣教会,
but if we study the ones mentioned in Ephesians, they are all talking about the true Jesus Church.
是这个真耶稣教会的宝贵,
that's how precious the church is.
是真的,
it is true.
这个名字挂着70年还挂着,
and this name still stands after 70 years.
我们不要以真耶稣教会为耻,
so let's not be ashamed of the name True Jesus Church.
你是什么教会, 真一直讲不出来, 我是耶稣教会,
be not be ashamed of mentioning you are the member of the True Jesus Church instead of the Jesus Church.
这是一个神的恩典,
because this is a grace of God.
我是真耶稣教会的信徒,
I am a member of the True Jesus
那怎么解释呢?
Church. How could you explain
如果, 如果你是慕道者, 你就要解释到让他不会触犯,
and to a visitor, you must explain it and not offend them.
因为像婴孩就给他奶吃啊,
because while they're still a baby, you need to feed them milk.
但是像大人又要熟练人意的道理, 真就是有分别,
but to the grown-ups who are mature in faith, you must teach them that there's a difference in what is true.
感谢神, 你进到真教会, 不要再动摇,
thank God that you are in the true church, do not depart.
你找不到第二个教会,
there is no other church like this.
所以主耶稣说, 我是真葡萄树,
Jesus said, I am the true vine.
是有分别的,
there's a difference.
那我父是栽培的人,
and my father is the gardener.
那个真的在照顾, 那个是天上的神,
it is God who takes care of his church.
对,这就不一样,
that is how it is different.
那既然他是葡萄树, 那我们是什么?
If Jesus is a true vine, who are we?
我们就是枝子,
we are the branches.
那这里我们看枝子有两种,
there are two types of branches.
一种就是不结果子的枝子,
one does not bear fruit,
他就把它剪掉,
and it will be cut off.
一旦剪掉, 就没有生命的连结,
and when it is cut off, it loses its life.
最后就枯干了,
and it withers.
所以有时候你看如果一个人受洗之后很久没有来教会,
if a person stops coming to church after being baptized,
那就枯干了, 灵命就枯干了,
he also withers in spirit.
你发现果子也结不出来,
and he does not bear fruit.
以后信仰也没有了,
eventually he might lose his faith entirely.
就被剪掉了,
and it will be cut off.
那有的人呢, 做错事情,
but others may make mistakes.
都不会有什么事情发生,
and yet nothing happens to them.
但是有的人做错事情, 神就会修理,
but sometimes God will discipline them.
因为这个下面一句说, 结果子他就要修理干净, 使他结果子更多,
as Jesus says, he will prune the branches to make it more fruitful.
所以你看到, 同样洗礼, 有的人, 做错事, 不会有什么事情,
so when people after baptism, sometimes nothing happens when you make a mistake.
但是有的人做错事, 管教就来到,
sometimes God's discipline comes immediately.
那我们就想不通啊, 为什么你也信耶稣, 我也信耶稣, 我吃拜偶像的东西就生病, 你吃拜偶像的东西都不会怎样,
and you might wonder, you believe in Jesus and so do I, why is it that I get sick after I eat food offered to the idol, but nothing happens to you when you do the same thing?
因为很可能 神爱的, 神会管教,
and it is because God disciplines those he loves.
那如果一个人神不要, 大概随便你去了, 你怎么做都没有关系,
if God has forsaken someone, then he doesn't care what you do.
因为这个枝子已经被剪掉了,
and that, because when he doesn't care if after a branch has been cut off,
剪掉就丢下去了, 那个栽培的人就再也不管了, 那个丢下去了, 没有用了,
the gardener does not care about branches that have been cut off.
但是如果这个枝子还没有被剪掉,
but before this branch is cut off,
那这个第二节就说要修理干净让它结果子更多,
then the gardener continues to prune it so it bears more fruit.
那这个修理干净可以两种解释,
there's two explanations to pruning.
一个是希伯来书的11章12章讲那个, 管教, 神的管教,
the first is written in Hebrews chapter 11 and 12, which is God's chastisement.
我们可以看希伯来书,
let's turn to Hebrews
12章,
Hebrews chapter 12.
啊，希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第十节。
Verse 4.
10.
Oh, verse 10.
生生的父岂是随己意管教我们？唯有万灵的父管教，是叫我们得益处，使我们在圣洁上有份。十一节。
11.
凡管教的是当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却经却为那经练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。所以你看这个管教哈，这个说生生的父是暂时随己意管教我们。
Our fathers on earth discipline us as they thought best.
这个什么叫做随己意？
What does it mean to discipline as they thought best?
就是那如果心情好啊，做错事也没有关系。今天心情很好，赚钱了。
When they're in a good mood, when they just made some money, maybe they don't care what you do.
那今天如果外面呢、啊，跟人、啊、弄得什么有摩擦了，心情不好，回到家看到一点小事就要修理，这个叫做随己意在管教。
But if they have a bad day, they might beat you up for something trivial, and that is disciplining as they thought best.
所以有时候小孩子搞不懂，同样一个行为，你昨天就没有，今天就要打，昨天就不要。
And sometimes the kids are confused. I did the same thing yesterday, and you didn't say anything, and today you're yelling at me.
那有的父母有好几个孩子，这个特别疼，做错了可以赦免；那个不太爱，做错一定要修理。
Or perhaps the parents can forgive one child easier than another.
啊，这个也是随己意。
That would be disciplining as you think best, according
to your will. 所以我们父母对子女的管教，有时候并没有给子女真的带来好处。
So sometimes the discipline of parents doesn't really help the kids.
但是万灵的父管教我们是让我们得益处的。
But God disciplines us for our good.
要让我们在圣洁上有份。
So that we may share in His holiness.
那正在管教的时候很愁苦，很痛苦。
And when discipline comes upon us, it is not pleasant.
我很少听人讲，哎，我被神管教得很高兴。
No one says I'm so happy that God disciplined me.
但是那个后果是好的。
But it gives a good result.
结出平安的果子就是义。
It produces a harvest of righteousness.
管教以后你就改变悔改。那你有神同在就有平安。
Through God's discipline, you can repent and change, and God's peace is with you.
就义果，我们生活在神面前都是对的。
And you produce righteousness to live right before God.
所以这个葡萄树枝啊，有时候要修剪啊。这个修剪一个方法就是要管教。
So God prunes us with His discipline.
好，但是还没有管教以前哈，神会用比较柔和的方法来修剪。
God also prunes us gently.
我们在十五章的第三节，我们再回来看。
Let's turn back to John chapter 15, verse 3.
十五章第三节。
John chapter 15, verse 3.
现在你们因为我讲给你们的道已经干净了。这个地方说，你们要因为我讲给你们的道就干净了。
You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
那这个神的道哦，就是要来修剪我们。
God's words prune us.
啊，要洁净我们。
It cleanses us.
让我们心思意念的干净。
So that our hearts and spirit are pure and clean.
那圣经里面说，水借着道把教会洗干净。
The Bible tells us the water washes the church through the word.
啊，一个就是水，就是洗礼的时候。
The water refers to baptism.
主耶稣的宝血在那里把我们罪洗干净。
The blood of Christ washes our sins away.
那只有洗一次啊。
And it washes once.
那我们洗礼完之后在社会上打滚。
But we still live on earth after baptism.
所以常常会很世俗，想法都很世俗。
And often we are become secular.
那这个果子结不出来。
And we cannot bear fruit.
因为我们心已经世俗化。
Because our heart is of the earth.
那现在就要道来洁净。
That's why we need God's word to cleanse us.
就是常常听神的话。
We need to listen to the word of God.
那神的话会洗净我们的心。
And His word will clean us.
那我们就能够再一次结这个基督的果子出来。
We are able to bear the fruit of Jesus Christ.
比方说，在彼得前书里面在讲哈，我们看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 1.
好，彼得前书的第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
你们既然因为顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假， 就应当从心里彼此切实相爱。啊，这个地方讲说我们要怎么样能够爱弟兄没有虚假。
How can we love one another deeply from the heart?
那什么叫做没有虚假？
What does it mean to be from the heart?
我们知道世界上人的来往很多都不是从心里出来的。
Often our relationship with in the world is not from the heart.
外面做的跟他心想的不一定是一样。
We do differently from what we think.
比方说，我们有时候我们常常也会出现这个一句话：不好意思。
You might say, "I'm sorry." Very often.
这个是不是叫 I'm sorry？ 就是那个一个弟兄生病了，在医院了啊，我不去看，不好意思。
Or you feel guilty. You often say you feel guilty for not doing something, like visiting a person in the hospital.
那什么叫不好意思？
What does it mean to feel guilty?
因为大家都去看了，我不去看，我就不好意思。有一天教会问，看到我遇到我怎么交代？
You feel guilty if everyone visits the person in the hospital and you don't go.
所以有很可能啊。很多人去看是真的关心
Maybe other people go to visit because they care.
但是也有可能我们去看是不好意思
But
本来就不想要去的
You go even though you don't want to just because you feel guilty.
所以我们外表做这个动作跟我们内心在想的不太一样
So what we do and our intentions do not match.
那这个叫做人情这个叫做世俗
And we do it and we do it like other people.
所以有时候婚礼上礼也是一样。
The same with weddings or funerals.
有的人出于关心。关心。
Sometimes people go because they care.
但是有的人是出于不好意思。
But sometimes people go because they feel guilty.
那这个不好意思就要再灵修了。
And if you feel guilty, we need to cultivate our faith.
因为顺从真理，洁净自己的心了。
Because we need to submit to the truth and cleanse our heart.
到最后，我们所做的都是在代表我们的心，
so、
从心里面做出来。
In the end, everything we do comes from the heart.
那从心里彼此切实相爱。
That's how we can love one another. From
那这个叫做用道来修理干净。
That's how the word of God prunes us.
那是我们能够结果子更多。
So that we can bear more fruit.
所以常常需要听道。
And that's why we need to listen to the word of God.
那我们才会一直进步。
So that we can be better.
每一方面都一直进步。
In all aspects.
比方说，有时候我们自己会觉得，啊，我已经不错的信徒了。
You might feel you are a pretty good believer.
为什么我们会觉得我们不错的信徒
？Why would you feel that?
因为十条诫命翻开来看，十条诫命。
When you turn to the Ten Commandments.
一条一条，我发现我都做到了。
You say to yourself, I've obeyed all ten.
所以我们就觉得不错了。
So you're pretty good.
啊，你用这一条来断定那一个人，他也没有说，他也没有说，我还不错。
On the other hand, this person did not obey this commandment, and this person did not obey that commandment.
所以那个法利赛人在圣殿祷告。
Just ask the Pharisee who prays in the temple.
他怎么讲？我不像那个人。
He said, "I am not like that tax collector."
我没有做这个，我没有做那个。
I have not done this or that.
我禁食粮食，我是奉献十一捐。
I fast and I offer tithe.
但是主耶稣说，你的义如果没有胜过文士法利赛人义，你断不能进天国。
But Jesus tells us, if your righteousness does not surpass those of the Pharisees, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这个就很严重了。
That's very serious.
好，这样做第六条。
For example, the sixth commandment.
不可以杀人。
Thou shalt not murder.
我们看来看去，我没有杀人啊。
You probably haven't murdered anyone.
那你的义要怎么再胜过呢
？But how shall your righteousness surpass that?
主耶稣说不可以恨人。
Jesus says, do not hate.
这一条就很严重了。
That is an even more serious commandment.
如果你没有恨人
，If you do not hate,
怎么会可能别人得罪你的一生关系会搞不好呢
？Then how could you ever, How could you ever have a bad relationship with anyone?
如果你没有恨人，怎么家庭和不起来呢
？If you do not hate anyone, how could your family not have peace?
所以这个一出来，我们发现我们本身都有罪啊。
And if we examine ourselves, we realize we have sinned.
第四条。
What about the fourth commandment?
要守安息日。
Thou shalt keep the Sabbath.
当然觉得说有啊，我来虽然迟到一点，我还是有来啊。
And you might feel, you might say, I do come to church, maybe a little late, but at least I'm here.
但是我不错啊。
So I'm pretty good.
但是如果你翻开以赛亚书，要怎么守安息日
？But when you turn to Isaiah about and read about how we shall keep the Sabbath.
不做自己的私事,
do not do your own things.
不说自己的私话,
do not say your own words.
不随自己的私意,
do not act according to your desires.
尊重安息日,
and keep the Sabbath holy.
那如果我们一看到,
you may fall short of that.
我们虽然身体在这里啊,
maybe we're physically at church.
有人头脑还在想, 等一下, 这个中午自然会以后要去, 吃完饭要去哪里?
Our minds are somewhere else, thinking about what to do after service.
就是想自己的私事。
You're thinking about your own things.
讲自己的私话, 在教会里面大声宣传, 讲自己想要讲的话。
And you're speaking your own words loudly in the church.
这个就是, 就跟圣经里面守安息日的精神就不一样。
That is not this, what the Bible teaches us about the spirit of worship.
到第七条。
What about the seventh?
没有啊, 我没有犯奸淫呢。
You might say, I haven't committed adultery.
那你仔细想,
but if you think about it,
如果你在公司里面,
at work,
跟其他的异性在 flirting, 在打情俏骂,
if you flirt with the opposite sex at work,
这个就是罪,
that is a sin,
那个不是你的配偶啊,
because the person is not your spouse.
你怎么可以这样?
How can you say words like that?
如果你常常 到一个地方,看到某一个人,你就觉得很高兴,没有看到他,又觉得好像少掉什么东西。
And suppose you're always happy when you see a person and you feel at loss when you don't.
那个人也不是你的配偶啊。
And that person is not your spouse.
但是你的心已经跟他连在一起。
But your heart feels connected to him or her.
那个就是罪啊。
That is a sin.
就是心里面的不忠实。
Because you're not faithful in your heart.
那我们这样常常看啊, 在圣经里面更深入去看。
So if we study the Bible in depth,
我们才知道什么叫做不干净。
We realize what it means to be unclean.
那什么叫做干净?
What it means to be clean.
所以要多听道理, 我们心思意念才会干净。
The more we listen to the word of God, the cleaner our hearts become.
那这样结果子就会更多。
And we can bear more fruit.
那这个道理有的时候是干粮。
The word of God is bread.
有时候是干粮。 那个婴孩吃奶。
It's like a solid food.
婴孩是吃奶。
Babies drink milk.
你刚刚信主的时候是听主耶稣爱你，给你平安什么东西。
When a person believes, first believe, he hears the message, God loves you and he will give you peace.
但是你以后要长大。
But you must grow up.
长大就要怎样做能够做神喜欢的一个人。
And when we grow up, we need to learn how to please the Lord.
就要吃干粮。
We need to eat solid food.
那干粮就比较不好吃。
And that's harder to chew.
因为奶常常是指的你可以从神得到什么。
And milk, a word like milk tells you how what you can receive from God.
但是干粮常常是指着你要爱神爱人，你要付出什么。
But words like solid food teaches us that we must love God and man and sacrifice.
这个就不简单了。
That is not easy.
人喜欢接受，不喜欢付出。
We like to receive but not give.
所以干粮很容易吃。 不是，奶很容易吃，干粮不好吃。
Milk is easy to digest, but solid food is harder.
但是如果两个我们都常常接受，
but if we take both,
我们就可以干净，多结果子。
We can cleanse ourselves and bear more fruit.
我们再看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 15.
第四节。
Verse 4.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在里面，枝子若不藏在葡萄树，就不能结果子；你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。第五节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面，我也藏在那里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。主耶稣说：“离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
Jesus says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing."
这个就在指人的有限性。
Reminds us of our limits.
人有良心,
we have a conscience.
所以我们知道什么是对的,
so you know what is right and wrong.
有时候我们想做对的,
but sometimes you want to do good but cannot.
不想去做,
and you don't want to do evil but you do.
所以如果一个人是真的立志要行善,
if a person is determined to do good,
你常常会发现跟保罗的感受一样,
then you might feel as Paul did.
天天为着明天的立志,
you make a determination for tomorrow,
但是为着昨天的后悔,
and regret about yesterday.
人就是这样啊,
that's the way it is.
当你遇到刺激的时候, 马上发脾气,
you get angry when somebody provokes you,
结果人际关系搞坏了,
and you ruin your relationship.
晚上睡觉你就开始后悔,
but at night you regret what you said.
我发了这么大脾气, 我得到什么?
What have I gained when by becoming angry?
没有,
Nothing.
我失去什么?
What have I lost?
失去很多.
I lost a lot.
你就后悔啊.
And so you regret.
明天早上起来再立志.
But then, so the next morning, you're determined again.
明天晚上又发脾气.
But then you become angry again.
这是一个例子啊.
That's just one example.
有的人是天天发脾气.
Some people are angry every day.
但是有的人是每个小时发脾气.
And some people are angry every hour.
真的，有的时候你上班看你老板， 有的老板每个小时在发脾气。
Maybe people have a bad boss and he's angry every single hour.
变成习惯性。
And it's becoming a habit to be angry.
所以离开神，你不能做什么。
Apart from God, we can do nothing.
你可以立志做得出做不出来，不是你能控制的。
You can make all the determination you want, it's not up to you if you can do it.
怎么样才能够多结果子?
How can we bear more fruit?
第五节,
Verse 5.
说我是葡萄树,
Jesus says, I am the vine.
你是枝子,
you are the branches.
要藏在我里面,
remain in me.
我也藏在你里面,
and I will remain in you.
这个就多结果子啊。
And he will bear much fruit.
所以秘诀就是在这里。
That is the secret.
那个树枝要紧紧跟树干连在一起。
The branches must stick to the vine.
让这个树干的生命能够进到树枝里面。
So that the life will go from the vine to the branches.
那这样就多结果子。
That's how the branches bear fruit.
那再具体讲什么叫做藏在主里面呢?
So how do we remain in the Lord?
好，我们现在看约翰一书。
Let's read 1 John.
约翰一书的第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章
First John chapter 3
24节
Verse 24
遵守神命令的就是住在神里面神也住在他里面
Those who obey his commands live in him and he in them
所以这个24节在讲住在神里面的第一个意思
This is the first explanation of living in God
就是神的话
It is to obey his words
遵守神的命令
obey his commands
也就是说你常常去想神的话 然后把它行出来 就是住在神里面
ponder often the words of God and do them and that is to live in God
神的话就是灵 就是生命
the word of God is spirit and life
你常常去读神的话 你心里会很喜乐
and the more often you read the word of God the more often you'll feel joy
你可以试试看
try it
每天早上你买5份报纸来看
You can buy 5 different newspapers in the morning
花2个钟头把它看
And you might finish them in 2 hours
然后第二天早上你再花2个钟头马太福音开始读2个钟头
And the next morning start from the Gospel of Matthew and read 2 hours
你看有什么不同 绝对不一样
See how different you feel
报纸翻来翻去看来看去虽然是新闻没有一条是好消息很少
When you read the newspaper everything is news but Not many is good news.
等一下, anthrax 来了,
you read about anthrax.
等一下, 恐怖分子攻击不断,
you read about the terrorists.
所以你读来读去, 哪里有平安? 没有。
And you read that there is no peace.
对不对? 但是你读圣经,
but if you read the Bible,
主耶稣说, 在世界你有苦难,
Jesus says, in the world there is trouble.
在我里面你有平安,
but there is peace in me.
劳苦担重担可以到我这里来,
Come to me, all you who you are weary and heavy burdened. I will give you rest.
圣经里面好多话你读了以后非常让你觉得得到很大安慰跟力量。
These words from the Bible can comfort us.
这个住在主里面就是常常读神的话然后把它行出来。
So first, to live in God is to read and to live it out.
神的生命进到我们里面你就会多结果子。
Let the life of God enter us and we will bear much fruit.
第二点。
Second,
我们看约翰一书第四章
First John chapter 4
13节
First John chapter 4 verse 13
约翰一书第四章的13节
First John chapter 4 verse 13
神将他的灵赐给我们从此我们就知道我们是住在他里面他也住在我们里面 这里在讲第二点, 什么叫做住在神里面?
This is the second way for us to live in God
说 神将他的灵赐给我们
God has given us his spirit
所以第二个就指的圣灵
It's the Holy Spirit
因此这个住在神里面就是常常祷告被圣灵充满
To live in God is to pray often and to be filled with the Holy Spirit
然后照着圣灵的感动 我们来生活
And to live by according and submit to the movement of the Holy Spirit
那你就是住在神里面
That is to live in God
我们大家都有体验
You may have experienced this.
当你刚刚开始得圣灵的时候，
When you first received the Holy Spirit,
多喜乐，
How happy were you?
多满足，
How satisfied were you?
因为你那个时候常常祷告，
And you must have prayed a lot.
真的感觉到神就在我里面，
And you truly felt that God is in you.
无时无刻神都跟我同在，
Everywhere and anytime God is with you.
我们住在他里面，
And you feel like you live in God.
所以刚刚得圣灵喜欢祷告，你发现个性不一样。
When you first receive the Holy Spirit, you love to pray and you feel different.
比较温柔，
You're more gentle.
比较谦卑，
You're more humble.
比对人比较爱心，
You're more loving.
马上改变可以感受得到。
You can see and feel the change in you.
但是久了，我们在世俗工作一忙了，祷告就减少。
After a while, after you return to the world, you may pray less.
那这个祷告一减少以后，那个旧我又跑出来。
And when you pray less, the old self appears.
讲话没有温柔。
You do not speak gently anymore.
待人没有谦卑。
You are not humble anymore.
旧我又跑出来。
The old self reappears.
所以住在神里面呢，这是不断一直在努力的一个过程。
So to live in God is a continuous process.
不断祷告被圣灵充满。
We must continue to pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个叫做住在神里面。
That's how we live in God.
那神就要住在他里面。
And God says He will live in us.
那这个人就要多结圣灵的果子。
And this person shall bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们每一天的生活一定要有时间来祷告。
We must set aside time to pray every day.
如果说夫妻常常吵架，要去找什么辅导员、心理医生。
And if the husband and wife argue so much that they think they need a marriage counselor.
第一个，你花很多时间。
If you do, the first you spend so much time.
你要 make appointment.
You have to make an appointment. You have to take the train.
第二个，你要花钱。
And you have to spend money.
为什么不先试试看？
Why don't you try this first?
把那个时间来，两个夫妻到教会里面来祷告。
Take the time, the same amount of time to come to church to pray together.
祷告一两个钟头，大家被圣灵充满。
Pray for 1 or 2 hours and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
没事。
There won't be a problem afterwards.
心中被神的爱充满，一切都没事。
If you're filled with the love of God, there will be nothing wrong with you.
你看到对方的缺点，觉得很可爱。
You still love your spouse despite their weaknesses.
所以这个是很有功效的一种方法，要常常祷告。
And it works. Prayer works.
那第三点，
Third.
我们看同一章，约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
神爱我们的心我们也知道也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们怎么样能够住在神里面呢？
How else do we live in God?
就是要住在他的爱里面。
It is to live in his love.
也就是说要被他的爱充满。
That is to be filled by the love of God.
那常常去行爱。
And to live a life of love.
这个人就是住在神里面。
And that's how we can live in God.
我们人呢要被神的爱充满。
We must be filled with the love of God.
那怎么样能够被神的爱充满呢？
How?
就是要常常去想，神给我们的恩典。
We must ponder and remember the grace of God.
你想越多你越受感动。
The more you think, the more you'll be moved.
神的恩典丰丰富富的。
God's grace is abundant.
我们算什么？
What are we?
为什么他给我们这么多恩典？
How do we deserve such grace?
我们是不配的。
We're not worthy.
为什么我们得这么多恩典？
How has God blessed me so much?
只有一个答案。
There's only one answer.
因为他爱我们。
He loves us.
所以你越算越感动。
So the more you count his blessings, the more you're moved.
第二个就是去体验。
And experience him.
你去尝尝主的滋味，就是知道他是好的。
Once you taste the Lord, you'll know his good.
所以你遇到困难来靠神。
You will rely on him in times of trouble.
你体验到神原来是好的。
And you will experience that the Lord is good.
当然第三个就是圣灵的浇灌。
You must be asked for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵将神来浇灌在我们心里面。
Holy Spirit will pour God's love into our heart.
回到约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 15.
说藏在我里面，我在藏在里面，这个人就多结果子。
When you live in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit.
就是指着神的道。神的灵，神的爱。
And that is, to live in God is to live in His words, in His spirit, and His love.
那住在主里面多结果子到底有什么好处？
And what good is it to bear much fruit in the Lord?
我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。第一个好处， 你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
The first benefit is we will receive whatever we ask.
因为我们住在主里面，跟神很亲呐。
When we live in the Lord, we're close to Him.
那跟神很亲，就有感情了。
We're close to him, there's an emotional bond.
你看亚伯兰是神的朋友。
Abraham was God's friend.
神跟他有感情的。
God has a bond with him.
所以神不是好像这个一个法官坐在那里很威严这样而已。
God is not just a judge sitting high on the throne.
神是很有感情的一个神。
God is a God of emotions.
你如果爱他，他一定爱你。
If you love him, he will surely love you back.
你如果对他好，他一定对你好，他是有感情的。
If you're good to him, he will surely be good to you.
他不会像人一样啊。
He is not like a person.
冷漠无情啊。
Discard your love.
忘恩负义，神不像人啊。
He is not like a human being who forget your good.
所以你如果真的努力去追求他，
if you strive to seek him,
你祈求就要给你。
And he shall give what you ask.
你爱他，你祈求他要给你。
If you love him and ask, he shall give you.
那你生活就会有更多的体验。
And you will experience him even more in life.
天天都有新的体验。
And there will be something new every day.
因为祈求就给你啊，那不是新的体验吗？
If God gives you what you wish, of course it's always new every day.
那有的体验是很大。
Some experiences are great.
有的体验很小。
Some experiences are little.
有那个信徒啊，就要去买东西要停车。
Your members who drive and trying to find a parking space.
一直找不到，默祷一下，看一下就找到了。
And sometimes they pray in silence and they find a parking space.
那你说它巧合吗？
Can you say it's a coincidence?
你可以这样讲。
Might be,
但是每一次都这样体验呢、啊。
But they have the same experience every time.
那你就想说，这个不是巧合，这是神的礼物。
So that is a blessing of God.
祈求就给你。
He gives what we ask.
这是一个小小的事情，但很多的。
That's something trivial, but there are many similar experiences.
第二个好处。
Second.
我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们就是我的门徒。多结果子，我们神就得到，天父就得到荣耀。
We bear much fruit to God's glory.
这个果子啊，就是要给人享用的。
Fruit is for enjoyment.
你到哪个地方，你都好像葡萄树多结果子。
You can be like a vine that bears much fruit anywhere you go.
又大又甜又好。
You can bear a sweet fruit.
别人尝到就觉得哇。信耶稣人真好。
And when people taste it, they will feel that it is good to believe in Jesus.
信耶稣人真的不一样。
And they will know that it is different to believe in Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣的名就得到荣耀。
And you glorify the name of Jesus.
那这个就是我们活着的目的。
And that is the purpose in life.
要让主得到荣耀。
To glorify God.
那我们就是真的他的门徒了。
If we do that, we are his disciples.
因为我们的师父就是主耶稣，多结果子。
Because our master Jesus wants us to bear much fruit.
那我们多结果子就是门徒啊。
And if we also bear much fruit, we are his disciples.
所以他是葡萄树。
He is the vine.
我们是枝子。
We are the branches.
离开他，我们就不能做什么。
Apart from him, we can do nothing.
住在他里面，我们就要多结果子。
But if we live in him, we will bear much fruit.
我们祷告，神就给我们听。
And God will listen to our prayers.
我们生活要荣耀神的名。
And our lives will glorify him, his name.
真的是他的门徒。
And we will be true disciples.